For KBOK and Changing Hands Bookstore, I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for music lovers. If there is such a thing as an entertaining, fun-to-read page-turner of a biography of the complicated genius Ludwig von Beethoven, it's the recent book written by DJ, journalist, and classical music fan John Suchet, Beethoven, The Man Revealed. It's not only an accurate recounting of the facts of Beethoven's life, but it also attempts to make sense of his talent in the context of the conditions surrounding the young composer, his temperament, family life, the challenges he faced, and to get at the heart of the personality of the man who gave us so much great music. The author John Suchet is the morning host for British radio station Classic FM every weekday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Before that, he was a popular television newscaster and reporter covering major events around the world. He's been honored as Television Journalist of the Year in 1986 and Television Newscaster of the Year. John began his career in the summer of 1968 when he covered the student riots that ultimately brought down President de Gaulle. Since leaving the world of television news, John now devotes his time to his lifelong hobby, classical music, and in particular to the life and work of Beethoven. He has published 6 books on the great composer, the latest being Beethoven, The Man Revealed, the current KBOK Changing Hands Book Notes selection for April 2014, published here in the States by Atlantic Monthly Press. In his book, Suchet promises to reveal the music through the man, rather than the man through the music, and he delivers in spades. It's an important distinction, for while most bios might focus on the music itself, trying to form some kind of portrait of the man around his music, Suchet takes the path less traveled and describes the music in context of the composer's life, work, influences, and life circumstances. The result is a very readable, human-scaled portrait of a man who we too often think of as a musical god, a man removed and unreachable by mere mortals like us. In fact, I think it's the most readable and personal biography of the man I've ever read, and should be on the must-read list of any Beethoven fanatic anywhere, especially those who might be new to his music. In down-to-earth language and usage, Suchet lets us know just who Beethoven was and how he got to be that way. He uses examples from his life and stories from friends and other biographers. In the absence of any shreds of hard evidence about some of the composer's life and work, Suchet does engage in a fair amount of speculation about Beethoven's circumstances and mindset in certain situations that does not rely on any known facts but draws conclusions based on things that were happening to him or had happened around him, speculations that are never out of the realm of possibility and are never presented as known fact. Especially interesting and revealing are insights from Beethoven's early years in Bonn, important formative years that are too often skipped over in many studies of the composer. Suchet has achieved a remarkable thing, a readable, intimate portrait of a man who was a musical genius, whose personality is too often obscured by hyperbole and pedantics. That makes it the KBOK Changing Hands Book Notes Selection of the Month for April 2014. To find out more about the book, and to order it at a Book Notes discount, go to www.changinghands.com. For KBOK and Changing Hands Books, I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for music lovers.